What's up, man? How's it going?
Good.
Cool.
Good day at work, like always.
I know. I just realized. I think after I had texted you earlier, right? I forgot it was Wednesday. Like I knew it was Wednesday, but like internally, I don't think it like processed that it was Wednesday. And then so I was like, oh damn, I gotta text Danny see if we're still good, right? And then when I got home, I realized it was like the July 26th, and that, you know, it's getting like the end of the month. So I was like, oh damn, I don't know if, like, you know what I mean? Like if you know, it's gonna be get held crazy up or anything like that, you know what I mean? You know, end of the month. I know that gets crazy. But how was work?
It was good. Like I said, busy day. Got my teeth cleaned today.
Okay, nice.
I got scolded. I was like, the lady asked me, she's like, are you using a dental floss? Uh-huh. I think I made her work a little bit too much, but I was like, yes, I do. But I learned something. So the picks, you know, the picks with the dental floss?
Yeah.
Those are good, but they don't do that great of a job. So you have to use the individual, like the string by itself.
Yeah.
So I got scolded a little bit, but
oh, okay,
it wasn't too bad. So.
All right. Well, shit. Because I got some of those picks. I have them in my car. So like I'll use them, you know, during the day, like after I eat, just,
oh yeah,
you know, get if there's anything stuck or just in general, just to kind of floss it out. But yeah, I didn't. I kind of rely on that, hoping that works.
Well, you're using them right because she said that that's what they're good for.
Oh, okay.
Like after you're eating and stuff like that. So you're using them right. I'm not.
I just got to, I probably got to use the actual floss too. I learned through you.
Yeah, don't get in trouble with the dentist.
Okay. No, but yeah, work's been insane. It's been crazy. Had a lot going on, so
yeah.
It's like a lot of incidents last week, this week, but you know, it's rare that it happens like so many things at once, and it's just this past couple weeks, like every day is something new, so been having a lot to deal with. I don't know if it's the month or I don't know what it is. I don't know what's in the air, but
yeah, is it a full moon?
Or yeah, something. Someone put a curse on us or something. But
yeah, I mean, when it rains, it pours. So
yeah.
We have to appreciate, you know, when things are going good. You know, we can't take it for granted because every day could be, you know, a struggle.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so. And then, you know, that's why we do what we got to do when it's not that way. So when this stuff happens, you know, we're prepared, we're ready to go. So, you know, it's kind of like a inconvenience, but either way, we're doing what we have to do. So we'll get through it. Just kind of, you know, adds to everything.
Yeah. But those little inconveniences don't compare to the big issues.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It could be worse. That's for sure. Especially doing what we do.
Well, and then it translates to, you know, what this podcast is about, is that if you pay attention to all the little things happening around you, you'd be better informed. And, you know, the bigger problems don't become big problems. And now, because people don't pay attention, we have big problems right now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So, like, we're it's funny because we were just a little bit ago, I had it on this I just had the TV on for a little bit and I put it on a sports channel. And then, you know, Latia was like, how can these people just be like talking about sports all the time? And I was like, honestly, that's probably just their life. They probably don't even pay attention to the real world. They probably just already have their mind made up. You know what I mean? They're either probably going to just vote for Biden probably. And that's all they know. Or whoever ends up on the Democratic ticket. That's it. Like, they don't need to. Yeah, they got laser focused on whatever game, sports team, whatever they're covering. Everything else around them is a blur, or it doesn't even exist.
So, yeah,
you know, but you know the whole what do you call it? You know, it's crazy because I don't know if you heard about the thing with LeBron's son.
Yeah, that he passed out or something like that.
Yeah,
they, you know, practice.
Yeah, some kind of cardiac arrest or something. It's like, you know, hey,
karma.
Yeah, it's like, you know, hopefully that kid is young, right? Is he 18? I think. So
yeah, isn't he currently going to college? Yeah, like first year in college or something.
Something like that. I think. Yeah, this is supposed to be his first year in college, but you know. Dude, young, you know, hopefully he's good. You know, I don't like LeBron at all, but you know, shit, for his kid, you know, I don't wish that on nobody. So hopefully his kid's good. Hopefully they get the answers they need. And, you know, if there's something they got to speak up about, hopefully they do. I mean, that's all I could say.
We talked about it in the last episode with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
People start paying attention until they start messing with your kids. So yeah. Maybe a little wake up call.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. Right. Maybe the conspiracy theory loses its that title when it becomes your reality. Right.
We say it all the time. Conspiracy theories turn into conspiracy facts. So,
yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, hopefully the kid's good. Because he is young, and you know, young people shouldn't be dealing with cardiac arrest and stuff like that, especially healthy ones. But you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, he's good. But yeah, you know, yeah, we had Peter on last one. That was a good conversation. You know, I think I enjoyed that one. I've been posting clips about it, and you know, it's been getting a lot. It's a good response. You know.
Yeah, I saw that. It's getting really good responses.
Yeah, what I said is like, we got to get those people that seen it. I just got to hit them, make them hit the follow button or the subscribe button. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that we put out there that, you know, people will watch, but you know, in a sense of like beating algorithms and getting more, what do you call it? Recommended more to people, right? Is You gotta hit a certain amount of subscribers or followers and all that. So, you know, we're working on it. But I think a lot of people do see, they hear what we're saying. You know what I mean? And, you know, having Peter on and that clip I shared where he was talking about how the government and the people basically have to coexist or else it doesn't work. So I think that message like resonates with a lot of people because, you know, it's 100% true. If your government isn't working with you and making you a part of their decision making, then, you know, it's not going to work. And that's kind of what it feels like now, right? That it doesn't work. And the politicians, the government's just doing what they want to do, what their party wants to do. And the people are just kind of left to deal with the consequences.
Yeah. Well, a good way to put it is, I mean, we've talked about it before too, is they're supposed to carry out, they're our representatives, so they're supposed to be carrying out our wishes, you know, what we want to do. So somehow it all got twisted and they got us to believe that it's what they believe that needs to be done that we should be following.
Mm.
And you know, Peter said it quite a bit of times in the last episode is that it's we the people. We're the ones that have the power. The power is in our hands. It's in our court.
Yeah.
We're just not exercising it, period. So
yeah, for real. And I think more and more, you know, people are gonna start, you know what I mean? I think they have. It's just, you know, we have what, a year in a few months till the next election, you know, we got to see there's going to be some sort of manipulative thing that's going to happen before that point. Right. And we got to see how many people end up falling for it. You know what I mean? And,
or how they're going to be able to cheat. That's one thing that I wanted to bring up with Peter, but We were having such a good conversation. I didn't want to derail it. And then he used the term shadow quite a bit, kind of like a, you know, shadow government and stuff like that. And I wanted to ask the question about his feelings about, you know, the voting being legit here in this area, or if he experienced anything like, you know, Arizona. Well, I mean, it happened everywhere, but Arizona is the one that's putting up the biggest fight. Georgia did too, you know, taking it to court, you know, to get certain information out about, you know, if the certain processes were followed, you know, during the voting process, the machines being down, the integrity of the machines, if it was compromised, and a lot of things are coming out. So I wanted to get his opinion on, you know, what he saw. But like I said, you know, we were having such a good conversation. I didn't want to like go off into a different.
I believe one time when he when I was talking to him, you know, prior to him coming on, I think he had told me that they did find like kind of ballots and trash bags, like off the side of the road somewhere in. I want to say Monterey. I'm not 100% sure. I don't remember where he said, but I remember he did say that they did find something, you know, sketchy there. And, you know, I think the way they drew that district too, it's going to
suspect.
It's going to be a tough battle, but you know, I think, if he flip, not, I don't think he has to flip Santa Clara County. I don't even think he has to get the majority, but if he gets more than maybe what they expect him to get, because I mean, it is a lot of rural areas as well. So I think he's got advantages there. People can relate to him, but you know, we'll see. It's a whole year to go. I mean, he's got people like us. You know, he's got other organizations that have him on. You know, he was on with Lexit the other day. So it's like, you know, he's got people that are getting his message out. So, you know, at the end of the day, we got a common goal, and that's to put people in government that are going to, you know, fight for us at the end of the day. So, you know, hey, if Peter can get all the help he can get, you know, let's roll.
Yeah, no, that's really good. You know, we went to San Diego this weekend, right? Or Oceanside. Yeah, we went to San Diego, actually Chula Vista too.
Okay.
And we took the long way up along the coast and went down
the scenic drive.
Yep.
Okay.
And so we kind of drove by, you know, that district over there, stuff like that. So it was, you know, kind of nice seeing it and everything. But one of the things that's so disappointing is that you're driving down San Jose and stuff like that, or even in just in that general area, and you know, the sides of the freeways, the entrances, the exits, side of the streets are so dirty. The weeds are freaking grown. Tall, they're not maintained. And, you know, don't even talk about the homeless people, but it's just sad, man.
Yeah.
It's just sad. Even growing up, I know that, you know, it wasn't the best part of town growing up over there. But It wasn't even as bad as it is right now. Right now, it's like abandoned. Like literally, no one from the city's coming by or cleaning anything up. Maybe they are, and they're doing a horrible job. But it looks like no one's cleaning.
Yeah, no, yeah, it doesn't look good at all. You know, and that's where, like, you know, people that live there, it's like you gotta speak up on the conditions, right? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to, you know, we're not there anymore. We're not in that area, but there's got to be some accountability, right? You got to demand it. I mean, when you get off the 101, not when you get off the 101, but I don't know if you noticed, like on the 101, you're going, what is it, north, and where it splits on to where you can either get on 280 or 680. The big, the sign is all tagged up. So like you can't even read, like, I mean, obviously we live there, so we know, okay, if I go this way, I'm gonna go to the 280. Yeah. If I go this way, I'm gonna go to 680. But like it's all tagged up and it's been like that for, I don't know, a few months already. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like people that are driving by, visiting, it's like, you know, they don't know which way they're supposed to go. So, you know, it just, yeah. And then, like you said, weeds everywhere. I did notice that last time we were down there. And it's just, there's no, I don't know. It feels like there's no accountability and people aren't demanding it. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if people are just so used to it that they're.
We're just not paying attention to it. People are just not paying attention to it. I'll give you an example. As we were driving through Malibu, what was the other one? There was a city that we had never driven by down south before Long Beach. Mm-hmm. But anyways, super nice. Everything's maintained real good and everything. Mm-hmm. You start getting into Huntington Beach and you start noticing the difference big time. And then we actually got off on the LBC, Long Beach. Rough.
Yeah.
It's rough. Yeah. I had to stop and get gas and got a little car wash. The car was pretty dirty, so I went through an automated car wash and it was rough.
Wow.
And it's like, why is it that one city before that or a couple of cities before that, it's pristine. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's maintained, well kept. And then, you know, you hit certain cities, you know, where I don't know what it is. If it's, I don't want to play the race card or anything like that, but you know, the minority lives in these cities that are trash. So minorities aren't speaking up so that the tax dollars get put to work and the streets get maintained. The streets get maintained. I'm going through potholes and going, where are my tax dollars going?
Tucker just, he released a video yesterday. I guess he interviewed Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's been going around. I want to get your opinion about that.
So,
so what did he say?
So he had him, they were driving around LA basically. So he's interviewing him like in the car. And he was like, so I think Tucker asked him, like, what do you think about, you know, LA and, you know, the city? And then Ice Cube was like, well, it's been run by the same people for the last 40 years, you know, and then you're seeing all the images of all the homelessness and all that. And then he's like, he doesn't, you know, they don't care about the people. He's like, they care. They literally, what we were talking about last episode, he's like, they care about like the self-interest. And we've been talking about like whoever pays the most, that's where they're going to focus on. So it was just funny because I was watching it and then, you know, I heard him say that and it's like, you know, daddy's been saying that. So, you know, but yeah, he's been going around. I think he was on Rogan, Tucker, and he was with someone else. I think Piers Morgan, but I don't think I watched that one. Yeah, Piers Morgan. So, yeah, he's been going around kind of, you know, talking about what he's going through with what he's got, the big three, his basketball thing and kind of everything he dealt with the vaccine and all that. What do you think of that? Like, what are your.
Okay. So there's some people that are speaking up, but even Tyrese, I think, is starting to say, you know, things and stuff like that. But I guess his impatience on my behalf is because they're saying things, but they're not hitting hard. You know how we were talking about fighters and stuff like that? It's like someone bring the message. If you're going to bring it, you know, straight up, you know?
Yeah.
So be a fighter about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they're saying things without saying things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, I mean, they're being cautious. I know they still have to make a living and stuff like that. So,
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, right? Like the few that do speak up, it's crazy because, you know, they have to, deal with the backlash, right? So, and for the most part, you know, they got whatever industry they're in, whether it's music, Hollywood, or whatever, they got everybody, you know, speaking up against them afterwards. So,
check this out. Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. So, they were trying to cancel him on that, and I saw this little quote that was like, you know, you can't get canceled if you don't allow to get canceled. Something to that effect.
Yeah, like if you don't care what people say, then you cancel anything you want. It's not going to work.
Yeah, and same thing with Tucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So as more people come out and hit hard, like they did, I mean, the Jason Aldean freaking wrote a song about it, and then he went on. I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. I don't watch regular TV, but he performed the song somewhere, even after he was getting all kinds of backlash. And then the other country singer, Luke Bryant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess he pulled his videos from some sort of award show.
Oh, they pulled Luke Bryan's video from the country music channel or something like that. Something like that.
But I thought, I could be wrong, but I thought he had him pulled.
No,
because he didn't want to be a part of it.
Let me check. I think I saw that Luke Bryan actually stood up for him.
He did, but I think what he did was pull his videos or from nomination. I could be wrong.
I just looked up Luke Bryan, and all the headlines are saying Luke Bryan did not ask for CMT to pull his videos, kind of like setting the record straight.
Okay, you see, so that's what Luke Bryan is saying. So that is what I heard then, that he requested to have his videos pulled or something like that. Mm. So it's like a reverse. I was telling Gloria on the way over here that it was a reverse. Now it's happening the other way around, is that it's a reverse cancellation. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. the left tries to cancel you and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now with the boycotts, you know, they're the ones being canceled, but it's like a legit protest, you know, with like a boycott.
Yeah.
It's not just having someone having a fit and wanting to cancel you by like putting pressure on with social media or news outlets and stuff like
that. The funny thing is like, it's like his song got to like number one. So that means a lot of people were streaming it, buying it. So like it had, as an artist, right? Yeah, that's exactly what you want. It's like you're giving my music this negative press, but you know, people that are paying attention aren't buying it, like the negative press, but they end up buying the song, you know?
The majority
buys the song.
Buys the product.
Exactly. And it's like for the CMT, it's like how many people actually complain where you're like, oh, I gotta take this off, because it's obviously like the numbers as far as sales for that song have gone up. So who exactly was complaining about taking it down? Like how many people, like, you know what I mean?
Media, politicians.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
And then
it's the people trying to control us.
Yeah. And it's stupid, dude, because, you know, I'm sure you, did you hear the song already?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard it. I didn't hear anything racist. Nothing. Like, I was like, all right.
I saw a video yesterday. I saw a video of a small town. Someone tried to rob a store. And like everybody and their mom got their rifles, their hunting rifles. Found the guy hiding in a shed somewhere. It's like,
I mean,
there you go. Try it in a small town. See what happens.
It's crazy because it's like I didn't hear anything racist, right? I just thought, I was like, all right, I'm gonna hear this song. Let me hear what the outrage is about, right? Nothing. It's just like he's just talking about like if you do this or that or this, which, you know, anybody with any common decency would know, okay, don't do this, don't rob people, don't beat up people, don't harass people. It's like, don't do that, or you're gonna find out, right? F around and find out is basically what he was saying in his song. And you know, I think people got outraged because the music video had, you know, clips from the protests in 2020. So I think that's how they made it about being racist. And I get, wherever he shot the video, something, you know, 100 years ago happened there that maybe had like had something to do with race. But it's like, other than that, it's like, you know, they're reaching, right? They're reaching for.
They always are. Mm-hmm. They always are. If they stood on the facts and making good points and morals and everything, they wouldn't have to go through the antics that they do, you know, basically lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't hear anything bad about it. I mean, as far as the lyrics and people are just, it just goes to show you like how, you know, they hear something like that and then they automatically think, oh, he must be talking about black people, right? Because that's basically what they're telling you, right?
Yeah, well, they're racist because exactly. They're the ones that are racist because in those protests, there was white people.
Yeah.
There was black people.
Yeah,
there
was
Mexicans. There was all kinds of different people. So you're assuming that they were all black, therefore he's racist. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. You're assuming that? You're the one that's racist.
Yeah. You know what I did see, though? And I could probably look this up right now. Is one of the video, he had to remove a portion of the video because it belonged to, I believe, like a Fox station, like some local Fox station, and they hit him with a copyright claim. And I think he had to, because of that, he had to remove like 6 seconds of a clip or something. So, yeah, it removed footage from the Atlanta protests because it was a copyright claim from that Fox.
Oh, so channel. It was video from Fox.
Yeah, so Fox is like, you can't use our video, basically. So he had to take that video out. So it wasn't like he. Because people are trying to be like, oh, look, he folded. It's like, no, it's not that he folded. It's like, legally, he had to remove it. Right. So, I saw that today. So, you know, even that, it's like, exactly, I think his statement was like, I didn't call anyone anything. I didn't say anything racist. And the footage that's in the video is actual, real news footage. None of it is like doctored, made up stuff, you know, for... Pretty sure he could have filmed a fake protest and put it in his video, but he used real footage. So, yeah. You know, it's just people don't want to accept the truth, right? And again, they want to gaslight people into thinking it's racist.
I wouldn't even call them people. I would just say straight up the present politicians. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they're trying to tell us that he's doing. It's like, no, yeah. The people, we understand what the truth is. We know what the facts are, and we're not going to fall for your lies anymore.
Yeah. There's a, did you see, you probably didn't see this. I barely saw it. Mitch McConnell was talking today and he like froze up.
No, I didn't see that.
Let's see if I can find it.
He had a glitch or what?
No, he just straight up like froze. Hold on, let me see this. I'm gonna try to share this, see if it works.
He's a rhino too, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know if you can hear it.
Let me see.
So he was in the middle of he was talking, and then he just freezes. Like, he's just. And then I think they finally realized, like, something must be.
Something's up.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Everything okay there?
Yeah, I saw this when I got home. I was like, oh man, like, you know, these career politicians, you know what I mean? Like, dude's been in politics forever, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's like, oh, we have to have people that are, you know, a little more cognitive. I don't want to sound ageist or anything, but
Can you see what his age is?
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. I'm gonna say he's probably in his 80s. Mitch McConnell. Let's see what it's coming up at. 81 years old.
81. Trump is older than no wait. Trump's 70 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
81, dude. It's like, you know, man, you should have been enjoying life for at least the past 15 years. Right? Like, I don't know. It's insane. He's
81.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They gotta go.
Talk about, I was gonna say out of touch, but it's hard to say that because how old is Trump? He's got to be 73 or...
I think he was 75, no? Right now. Oh, he's 77.
He's 77.
But doesn't he seem way more...
Well, that's what I was going to say is that he's not a good example of that because he's sharp, man. And what I was going to say, too, is I was out of touch. That guy is in touch with the people, and he knows how to deliver a message when it needs to be delivered a certain way. Mm-hmm. He's just on a whole other level. But then I also, there's stories, and I don't know how true they are, that he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and stuff like that. So it seems like he's always taking really good care of himself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah. He's definitely
different levels.
I mean, like you said, Biden. How old is Biden? Biden's in his 80s, no?
He's got to be.
He's 80 years old. And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, there's got to be like a, you can't run for president until you're, what, 34, 35? But you can keep running, you know, and be president at 80. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
I think there should be a limit. No, I don't know. I mean, I guess at the end of the day,
there is in a sense because if you're not mentally or physically fit. They have the test where if you're, you know, it's still functioning, you're cognitive and you're able to do your job. So I'm sure, you know, if they run the test and you don't pass, then, you won't be able to hold the office, but, you know, Biden he's not even close to that. You know, he stands in front of a camera and can't even function, period. Kind of like what our buddy here, McConnell, just did. But
yeah,
it's tough.
You think
it's tough. It makes you wonder who's really running the show.
Yeah.
Behind these guys, you know, they're just the puppeteers.
Do you think
they're the puppets?
Do you think they're like turning on him? The Democrats are turning on Biden?
You know what? I don't watch enough regular news to see that they are, but I heard something earlier that they were making. So you know how they were trying to diminish the court hearings that Hunter Biden has been having and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I actually heard them criticize a little bit more today, a tiny little bit.
Uh-huh.
you know, they were saying that this is serious. It's not only gaining national attention, but global attention and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's getting to the point where they really can't defend it anymore. Mm-hmm. They actually mentioned the gun charges, you know, federal gun charges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this is in some cities, like you go to New York, right? And you get a gun charge. That's like, that's big, big time stuff over there. I think you're getting close to 10 years, you know, mm-hmm. prison time for something like that.
Yeah.
And so they really can't hide it much more. Mm-hmm. So I think they're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the reason I asked, is because like how all this Hunter stuff is coming out. And then, you know, all these little stories here and there come out. You know, the media, well, the mainstream media more and more is kind of like actually saying a little bit here and there, where before it's like when they were trying to get Trump out of office, obviously the whole laptop thing was completely shut down. Nobody heard anything about it.
Russia collusion. Yeah. That's all they kept.
And then now you get to the point where he's in office and, you know, they know Biden hasn't been a good president. They know he's not cognitive. He's not all there. And it's like, do they really? I even think they know that if it does end up being Trump versus Biden, they know Trump's not going to lose this time around, even if they cheat. So yes. I don't know. I feel like in a sense, they're kind of turning on him and maybe trying to set someone else up. That's kind of the vibe my little conspiracy.
Yeah, no, I mean, people talk about it. They talk about the 25th Amendment, you know, mm-hmm. There's been like little rumblings about that and stuff. So they might take him out that way, you know?
Yeah. So I was listening to this other podcast and I think the guy's name is Matt Kim. And he was saying that maybe the reason they didn't say they couldn't find who the crack or the cocaine belonged to wasn't because it was Hunter's. It's because it belonged to somebody else that they couldn't out. I was like, God damn, that's a good theory. Like the cocaine belonged to, I don't know, someone else, Biden, Joe. I'm talking about Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Mala, you know, somebody that they couldn't get it out there that, all right, this person is the person that left the cocaine here, right? Because other than that, obviously, we'd all go, yeah, it's Hunter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it would have been safer if they would have just said it was Hunter.
That's what I was going to tell you. They should have just thrown him under the bus and throw his ass in prison and then be like, yeah, all our problems are solved here. You know, throw his scumbag ass, you know, in prison.
And then Joe pardons him the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I mean, I just noticed little here and there, they are, like you said, they probably can't hide from it anymore. They can't avoid it. It's mm-hmm. they have to talk about it, right? If they want any credibility, which they already don't really have.
They know that they don't have any credibility.
No, they don't. So, you know, it'll.
I think they're trying to get credibility back. That's what they might be trying to do.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Super crazy.
Have you been dealing with the heat?
Aside from the. Dude, it's not even that hot this summer. I mean, it's hot because we're in the Central Valley, but there's been other summers that have been way hotter. And you turn on the damn radio, just regular radio, and they're just talking about the heat wave going across the United States, and the water temperatures are hotter than normal. And it's like...
This is the reason I asked. This is... Homegirl Hillary Clinton, she put hot enough for you. Think a MAGA Republican.
Yeah.
So she's blaming the heat on MAGA.
Nice.
So there
it's hot. That's why it's hot. She's feeling the heat.
See, MAGA,
you're feeling the heat.
MAGA Republicans are pouring fuel on the climate crisis fire. It's like, dude, it hasn't, like you said, we live in the Central Valley. Dude, it has not been hot at all. I live, you know, right here where I live. I think last year we had like 45 straight days, like over 105 or something like that. Like, we're barely hitting that this past couple of weeks. So it's like, nah, it's been, I don't know. I'm not buying it.
It's the exact opposite of whatever they're trying to feed us, man.
Yeah.
Down south, it was in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. It wasn't matching up, man. We were having breakfast down south and the TV was playing. And that's the only times I actually just listened to like regular, you know, news broadcasts and stuff like that, like media.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I wonder how many cities will turn conservative this election. Damn it. I hope all of them. I think.
Okay. Let me put it to you this way. Is that I bet you that the majority are already conservative, but with all the cheating that's been going on, they make it seem like as if they're not. But hey, man, I'll keep saying it over and over. We are the majority.
Yeah.
And the whole Jason Aldean thing, it just proves it.
Yeah. And then even the, like we were talking about last week with Peter, even the SB 14 thing proves it.
Yeah.
You know, where they had to make a U-turn. The Democratic Party, the supermajority Democratic Party, had to make a U-turn in California because the people actually spoke up, you know? And I was talking to Peter the day after he called me. And he was like, yeah, man, it's like, it's just the people having to, you know, speak up, having to know that they are the majority, right? We outnumber these people in government, you know, and he told me it was like the, you know, obviously like the movie, right? The Bug's Life with the grasshopper and the ants. Yeah. It's like, you know, once the ants realized that, hey, we outnumber them, it was over for the grasshoppers, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same, what do you call it? The same
concept,
right? It's like we outnumber them. We have to show them that. And I think that in the SB 14 thing, that we did do that. People did do that. And they had no choice because at the end of the day, there it's, again, self-interest. They want to preserve their power. So they're going to do what they need to do or make it look like they're doing what they need to do to stay in power.
Yeah. You know, what's pretty interesting is that California used to be red. A lot of people don't remember that because it was such a long time ago, but I believe up until the early 80s, it was red, mm-hmm. or even late 80s. I don't know if they have a stat on that, but
you could probably look up the, what do you call it, parties for California. But I think, who was the last one? Schwarzenegger was the last Republican?
Yeah, but he wasn't even a real Republican. I watched his little thing because we were bored. That guy was not. He was, they called him great because he was bipartisan, right? Mm-hmm. But what was happening is that he was just adopting and accepting anything that the Democrats wanted to do. That's why they got along so well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see. So we're talking.
And he started doing all kinds of global warming changes with policies here in California and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they went from. So from 67 to 75, they had Reagan, Ronald Reagan. And then after that, it was Edmund Brown, a Democrat, until 83. And then from 83 to 1999, it was a Republican. So we had George I don't even know how to say his name. George Duke Mijian. I don't know. And Pete Wilson. So those two guys were Republican governors for what, almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And California was mostly red. It was red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, the most recent time here, everybody thinks that, yeah, you know, California has been blue, you know, for the majority. And it's not true. You know, it's like you go back to the values, you know, of Mexican Americans or just straight up Mexicans, you know, born in Mexico, is they have conservative values.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only been until, you know, people that have gone through the school system and listening to the news and politicians and stuff like that, that get brainwashed into thinking that you're a Democrat because you're a minority or you're in middle lower class. Mm-hmm. That makes you a Democrat.
Yeah.
They don't ever talk about, you know, the morals and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I feel like this election cycle, it's like, you know, we're definitely, well, you know, definitely going to call that stuff out when I see it. You know what I mean? Cause yeah, I think a lot of that Spanish media goes unchecked, you know, they just kind of, like we said before, it's got one main source, right? Univision, Telemundo, that's it. They left. And for Spanish speaking only, you know, that's all they're going to get. So they don't have that balance. So that's why they don't hear the full truth. When they go vote, they're not fully informed. So,
and not only that, but look, you just brought up the whole heat wave thing, right? Mm-hmm. So they plaster, you know, these stories, you know, on the news cycles and stuff like that, mm-hmm. And don't report on what's happening, you know, with Hunter Biden and you know, the court cases, you know, with the elections and stuff like that. And then, you know, something big comes out and then they go and indicting Trump again and stuff like that. So they keep those in the news cycle. So when people aren't paying attention to everything else that's going on, that's exactly what happens. You know, they start, you know, following the narrative that they put out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And not only that, you know, one of the other things that I saw while we were down south is you go through neighborhoods that, you know, Mexican Americans or minorities live in, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of cultural stuff. And then you start seeing, you know, Che, you know, murals and stuff like that, you know, sprinkled in between all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes back to, you know, what I've been telling you, that one of these days, you know, we'll do an episode going over his history,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And it's like they're, when they put out these murals and, you know, kids are growing up, what, you know, seeing these painted on walls or whatever, or
the shirts
with it. Mm-hmm. Or the shirts. And then they start looking up to him and they really don't understand why they're looking up to him. They just see these things plastered all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start really paying attention to what he represented and what he actually did, you know, they're not good things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not. But they get the sugar coated, right? The,
you know, that they fought the system.
Yeah.
And they did X and they did Y, and, but they don't tell you about Z, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, he raped women and, you know, oppress people once he got into power and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like, well, shit, we're speaking up against the system. where's our support? You know, and that's what people don't realize, man. Like their whole thing about, like, you know, being against the system, being against the man and all that. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you're on the same side as the system, you know, you're in the same side as the machine. and everybody that's trying to tell you, hey, you know, maybe pay attention. Like we've said before, man, it's like we're not trying to, you know, make the decision for you. It's like you can listen to us and what we got to say and how we see things, right? And maybe it makes you think. And wherever you land after that, you know, it is what it is. It's where you landed. But at least you're putting more thought into it. I think that's like the main goal. You know what I mean? And yeah. as people become more informed, they make better decisions. And oh, the, you know, the clip I posted, the one that was getting a lot of views with Peter, someone commented like, oh, this is the best argument I've seen for abortion. Like that was the comment, right? And it's like, okay, I mean, I don't know how you got to that conclusion, but you know what I mean? Like people are going to land where they want to land. You know, they can hear something and then it'll completely like to me, that's like, all right, it has nothing to do with that. I don't know how you got there from from this clip, but okay, dude.
There's people that just see red.
Yeah.
And that's it. They can't get past that. They're blinded by whatever feelings that they have. Mm-hmm. So one of these days you hear stories about, you know, couples that don't want to have kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right. And you hear them all the time. It's like, you know, we don't want to have kids, you know, we want to live our life. And
yeah,
they feel that that's what life is about, you know, enjoying whatever, whatever you want, when you want. And stuff like that, and you don't want a child holding you back and all this stuff. I mean, we all have heard people say that before or know someone that has said that before. But it's kind of crazy because those same people that say that, once they are expecting a baby, it completely, just knowing that they're expecting, mm-hmm. changes their world. They're like, whoa, you know, This is incredible. You know, I can't even explain the feelings that I feel, mm-hmm. type of thing. Right.
Yeah.
And they go through those moments. And, I heard a story where someone was going through that. It's like, I never wanted to have kids. And then once that happened and then they had a miscarriage and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, then it was like, man, it kind of changed my mind on it. Now I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's different. And I think, you know, those people that see red, mm-hmm. and can't get their own personal feelings out of their way to see the reality, mm-hmm. it's kind of like that. You know, they're going to come to a point where something's going to happen in their life, and then they're going to be like, oh, wait. Yeah. You know, now I see,
yeah.
you know, and now I see what's really going on.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true. I, you know, I see the comment, right? And I just go, you know, me, myself, right? I look at the guy and I go, all right, dude, like, you know, I just think, you know, you either don't have kids or anything like that, because it's like, to me, as a man, you know what I mean? Like, to any man that's pro-abortion is like that's a red flag, if you ask me. You know, I think I don't know. I just sometimes like I see stuff like that, and I can't believe like, yeah, this grown ass man, you know, heard a clip about, you know, people in the government working together, and he reaches the conclusion of yes, abortion, like. You know, it to me, it's weird, but like you said, people see red, people got their ideas, they got their, you know, whatever it is they feel like they want to fight for, you know, maybe that for him, that's the most important fight of his, you know, of what he's got going on. I don't know. But yeah, like you said, dude, once, you know, people start having kids, I think like they realize like, oh, damn, like, you know, I think they lose that selfishness, basically. And it's not all about them anymore. It's about your kid, and you know, you want the best for them, or, and if you have more kids, the best for however many kids you have, right? Me personally, mm-hmm. I feel like if, you know, if you're able to have kids, you know, you're in a, you know, you're married, you got a, your relationship, you're committed to your wife, to each other, you know, have kids if you can. It's one of the, it's one of the best things you could do in life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I actually think that the, I mean, isn't that the purpose, is that you want to continue your, I don't want to say bloodline, but, you know, it's almost like,
I think one of the ways you put it is like a good to think about, like, it's a good way to put it. It's like, there's a lot of bad people in this world, and not to say we're all perfect and all that, but, you know, I consider myself a good person, right? I consider you a good person. So, you know, it's, we need to bring more good people into this world. So,
you know, and I didn't want to say that again, because I know that that's something that, you know, I've talked about in the past, mm-hmm. but everybody's like, a lot of people do say that, you know, I don't want to bring a child into this world because it's fucked up, mm-hmm. or, you know, there's a bunch of bad people and stuff like that. And you could easily flip it. It's like, well, that's a reason to have kids and bring good people into this world. Mm-hmm. So I feel fortunate enough that that's the way that I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
the more good people, you know, we can create in this world, the more, you know, as far as like what we're fighting for, what we're trying to preserve, right, is for them. And hopefully they, yeah, they continue to, you know, keep what we fought for.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I don't like to focus on negative things that people say too much, mm-hmm. because my mom gave me some really good advice a long time ago, is that each mind, it's its own world. And if you try to figure it out, you'll go crazy trying to figure it out. So in other words, don't try to go figure out what's going on in someone else's mind. Mm-hmm. You're just going to go nuts. Right.
Right.
But this person that posted that comment, mm-hmm. right, is that, okay, I don't hope that he has his girlfriend or wife or whatever have abortions, mm-hmm. but if he feels that way, he shouldn't have kids, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So he's going to end his bloodline right there. I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to have abortions, you know, like I said, but if he doesn't want to have kids, don't have kids. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably
irresponsible.
More than likely, he's not going to be a good influence on those kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are those kids going to learn from him? You know what I mean?
So, you know, positive people that are going to be a positive influence on their kids, go have kids.
Yeah. I agree with that message.
I support that message.
Yeah. But. I don't know, man. I think just, you know, there's, yeah, it all goes back to manipulation, right? Maybe that dude just thinks he's trying to help women out, or, you know what I mean? Or he thinks it's really healthcare. I don't know. Maybe he's, you know, his mind is just trapped. And that's the conclusion they get to. But, you know, either way, like we said, if you can have kids, you know, have kids, grow your family, and, you know, keep the bloodline going, keep your family going. And like I said in the last episode, right, then hopefully they're better than you, and then the next ones after them are better than them, and then it keeps going that way. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, that's, we all want the best for our family, right? Whether it's our kids, parents, sisters, brothers, whatever it is, like, you know, sincerely, we all want everybody to be successful, live a good, happy life. You know what I mean? Because we're not here for long, right? You know, you're talking about 70, 80 years. You know, it seems long, but next thing you know it, you're 70, and it's like, whoa, man, you know? And, You know,
I heard a song the other day in Spanish, mm-hmm. in the lyrics. Oh, man, you know, Spanish songs, they the lyrics they are got deep. Got me right here. It's like, and it was saying that, you know, after you live, you, when you live, leave this world, all you take with you is this full of dirt. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, dude, that's one of those things that, you know, that as a, and I'm sure you too, as a dad, you know, it crosses your mind like, oh man, one day I'm not going to be here, you know, with my mm-hmm. kids. And, you know, and then in my mind, I just go, well, hopefully, you know, I'm an old man and I got to see as much of their life as I possibly could. Right. You know, the only fear mm-hmm. I have would be like, if I died soon and they're still little.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So damn.
That would be tragic. Yeah. That'd be bad. But that's why we have to take care of ourselves too. You know, we gotta mm-hmm. Make sure that we're taking care of ourselves so that not only we're healthy, but we're setting a good example for the kiddos, for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that bloodline can keep going and going and going, and we have more and more good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of just leaving a fistful of dirt, you know, we're leaving, you know, good, solid people mm-hmm. on earth.
Yeah.
You know, to continue yeah. the tradition.
That's true, man. So, it's like, yeah, I'll take that dirt, but I'll leave behind yeah. something special.
Something better.
Yeah, exactly.
Something better.
I'll happily take that dirt, you know? So
one goes away, but how many are left behind?
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's crazy because I heard a stat that couples are having 1.5 kids or something like that, mm-hmm. you know. So in order to keep the population, you know, going and sustainable, you're supposed to be like, you and your wife are supposed to at least produce two more people, right? Mm-hmm. That take your place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's in the US or something like that. Mm. It's 1.5, you know, kids that they're having.
Yeah.
So you're not even producing enough to take you and your spouse's spot, you know? Mm. So.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
I don't know, dude. I think that was like I was thinking about it the other day. It's like that seems like a population control kind of manipulation.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't know. It's kind of weird because it's like yeah, should you probably have like as many kids as you can? You know, probably yeah, right, but you yeah. know. A lot of people, everybody does it. They put a cap on it. Like, I'm only going to have this many. I'm only going to have that many. And, you know, I don't know.
It's the box that they put us in. It's everything's expensive. You know, it's not convenient. We both have to work. There's a lot of reasons why you can't have kids. Daycare, mm-hmm. you know, you have a kid in daycare, it costs more than what a person makes a week.
Mm.
So then, you know,
yeah, all the struggle, they highlight all the struggles so that, you know,
they make you not want
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Now, I was yeah. thinking about that the other day. I was like, damn, it's a mind thing, right? Where they get you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And remember this stat that I had heard a while ago is that all of the world's population would fit in Texas.
Mm.
So even if they're crammed, if people go, oh, well, you know, are the houses next to each other, blah, 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 this and that. They say it doesn't matter, dude. Even if they're back to back to back to back and they're all bunched up, the point is that all of the world's population fits in Texas. So you go tell me that it's, you know, the world is overpopulated.
Yeah.
You know, we travel, you know, I traveled for work, you know, we've gone, you know, vacation in places, and is you jump on a damn plane and you see nothing but empty space. The only time that you see, you know, houses and buildings crowded is when you're freaking landing and that's it. But everything in between, completely open space.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. That's how, like, recently I felt like, you know, we felt like, because we're talking about life and all that. It's like, you know, doing more, like going to more places or just in general, you know, visiting other parts of the state, you know, because like I was saying, man, we work all the time, right? We're putting in 40 plus hours a week, you know, some people 50, some people 60. And it's like, you know, we have to enjoy the life here, right? And, you know, that's kind of like recently, it's like, oh, okay, I'm trying to do a little more. You know what I mean? Trying to, yeah, you know, enjoy time with the family. Like, I really want to go to, like, you know, like Utah or something, or Montana, like just kind of see those places, right? Because, you know, you hear about, what do they call them, flyover states, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, nah, man, I see the pictures of them and I just see beautiful nature. And it's like, I just see a peaceful area. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like, I definitely want to go, you know, check that part of the country out.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
So, because, you know, like you said, you went to San Diego. You know, when we've gone, we went, what, like a month ago? Yeah, last month. And it's like, dude, yeah, it's like, it's different, right? It's, I don't know. It's like a whole different vibe. It seems more, more chill down there. And it's like, you know, you got all the oceans and all that. Like, it just, I don't know. It's a relaxing vibe. It's nice down there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I mean, when you go vacation and stuff like that, you know, it definitely feels that way.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to live over there. Even if we were talking about, you know, if you're having a rough day and that's what you have to go home to.
I know, right?
That's nice. But, you know, then there's the flip side is that I think the average home is around $2 million or something like that. I heard a crazy stat about San Diego or a certain part of San Diego.
Damn.
And stuff like that. And it's like, it's not even realistic anymore to go out and, you know, live in that specific area. I mean, you could probably move a little bit more inland, you know, to something a little bit more affordable, and you'd be like in 45 minutes away for an hour away from those areas. But it just goes back to, I don't know, everything just hyperinflation and economy all. To crap and stuff like that makes it a lot difficult, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, yeah, here in California, right? All the big cities ran by the same people for, you know, an extended period of time. And it's like, yeah, makes them unaffordable. So then, you know, yeah, you do get people moving, you know, all over the state away from those big cities because, yeah, it's unaffordable, right? You know, you grow up in a city, for example, like, you know, growing up in San Jose, by the time it came to, you know, where I had an opportunity to get a house, like I couldn't get one in San Jose. I lived there my whole life, but you know, I couldn't buy a home there. Cause you're talking about at the time they were all like $800,000-$900,000. And you're talking about like, you know, maybe two bedrooms, one bathroom, like tiny little homes. You know, it's not worth it. And then you come out here, you know, you get a 2-story house for for 300, you know, and it's like, well, you know,
yeah,
but hey, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, so far where we're at, it's way more calmer, you know, it's not as crowded. Like you said, man, you drive back to San Jose, you just want to, turn around and leave right away.
Make a U-turn.
as soon as you go, you want to just, all right, I seen enough.
Dude, I start seeing the freeways, like I was telling you, all not maintained, all dirty and everything. I'm like, I don't even want to get out of.
Dude, I went to San Jose I was going to Cupertino like a couple months ago, right? And dude, I was 10 miles away. And it said it was an hour and 10 minutes to get there. I was like, what the? Dude, it's like, I saw a reel, one of those like memes or whatever, where it's like, when you can't find parking, so you just say, F it, I'm going home. That's what San Jose is like to me. It's like, yeah, I never find parking out there. It's like, I just want to, all right, I'm going to go park in my driveway.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
Yeah, but
it's really bad.
You know, hopefully they turn it around. Hopefully, you know, people start noticing more stuff. And again, people got to speak up over there. You know, if they don't speak up
everywhere,
and they just accept it, yeah, everywhere in general. But like, if people just accept the conditions that, you know, they're handed, then you know these politicians aren't going to do anything to clean it up. And you know, we'll see, right? Like I said, we'll call it all out. There's going to be a lot of pandering this next year, right? There's going to be a lot of gaslighting. So it's, you know, who's going to fall for it? You know, who's going to see all that stuff and get emotional, and then boom, they got you again. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But people got to start getting loud.
No, it's going to be completely different. I've already been talking to some people, mm-hmm. and that, you know, I would start talking about certain things and they would already be dismissing me and not listening and just being dismissive in general about whatever the topic was or whatever the point was. And I've actually had people tell me, damn, you were right. And then we actually started having conversations about, you know, COVID and stuff like that. It's way different. I've noticed the trend that after COVID, it really woke up people big time. You know, we've talked to, you know, people here on the podcast and stuff like that. And that's kind of the theme, is that COVID woke them up because it just magnified all the different agendas that they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And the fascist communist way that they went about implementing mandates and rules and stuff like that, and following the science when our gut and common sense tell us that it's a bunch of crap, you know, that's not real science and stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have woken up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you can definitely sense that. Right. And yeah, it's COVID. I think like I've said before too, it's like the price of food, you know, mm-hmm. you just with that, mm-hmm. like if that's not bothering you a lot, you know, having to pay so much money to eat the same things you were eating a couple years ago for like half the price. Like, I don't know what, you know, what will, like you said, right? Yeah. You when they start affecting your money and, you know, you got to eat, you got to eat.
You know, I just thought of something right now, is that Biden's administration, years from now, it's probably going to, it's going to be called the red pill administration. Because when you look back on this administration, this era, this time and day, you're going to go, damn, a lot of people got red pilled.
Yeah.
So it's going to be you know what? I'm going to coin it. Biden administration is the red pill administration. Thank you, Biden.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to call this episode the red pill administration then. Just so we don't forget. Nice. Well, I mean, yeah, man. You know, I believe we're gonna have a lot of victories in 2024, and you know, we're gonna try to help people out and see what happens, but we'll go from there, right? The show goes on.
Sorry, my laptop is gonna die right now.
All right then. Well, that was a good conversation. We'll catch you guys on the next one, and you know, thank you for tuning in. God bless. Take care.